All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, as promised, we wanted to try a little something different. Normally, we don't do any fantasy discussion on this show. We are going to give you one segment a day at 3:30 and 5:30. I'm going to go through a position group a day and try to be as thorough as I can be to get you ready for your draft for those of us that still enjoy the delights of fantasy football. So without further ado, and I apologize in advance, because if I know Roberto, the amount of time he put into whatever nonsense is about to come through your speakers, this is sure to make all of us uncomfortable. But go ahead, Michael, if you'd be so kind.
To get ready for fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
He already has touched the ball more than any other running back of the last 2 years.
You get pulled into the vortex.
I'm concerned about his health. I'm wondering about him.
Beep, bop, boop, bop, beep.
Waiver claim.
You just don't want to lose to hear your coworkers make fun of you.
Not bad. Not bad.
That was okay. Good, Roberto.
Hey, and he didn't even mix in a penis joke. We're good to go. All right. So we will start the week from the top down. We will start with the quarterback position. So let me just set the rules here before you start chirping on the ticket text. This is going to be based on standard CBS scoring. Why? Because it's the most popular site. It's the most popular scoring system. Two, a bust does not mean that a guy sucks. It means that a guy is not going to live up to where he is drafted or what you pay for him if you do an auction. A sleeper doesn't mean it's going to be a guy you never heard of named Tommy the Toadface. It means that it's going to be a guy who is undervalued, both in draft and auction. Without further ado, my overall advice for quarterback position in your fantasy league, provided it's a single quarterback league, you can go one of two ways, and I've done them both and had success with both. You can either go out and get one of the rare finds. That's a guy that's an absolute stud, a must-have. Or you punt. And what I mean by that, you're in a 12-team league? Wait till the other 10, 11 guys have a QB. Grab two guys for the price of one. Grab two guys for half the price of a good guy. And rotate based on matchup. Stream them based on matchup. I like the latter, I'm going to be honest, because you can spend more money on your skill players.
You like that? You like that?
Now, let me give you the must-haves. And I've got very few guys in fantasy football that are must-haves. If you like strategy A, here are my must-haves. And you're going to be upset because there's names missing from here, but here we go. Aaron Rodgers, must-have. Duh. Here's one that I think is undervalued. I think is going to bounce back. I think he's a must-have. Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is going to bounce back in a big way this year, especially in the touchdown category. Russell Wilson, must have. This one will be controversial, coming off an injury, limited sample size. I'm a big believer. I think Deshaun Watson, must have. This is where people are going to get angry. I don't really care. Again, big believer. I think at the price he goes for, both in average draft position and in an auction, the Lord Philip Rivers is a must-have this year. I think the Chargers are a sneaky Super Bowl team. I think Rivers is going to have the best season of his career. And then here's the last one. And I'm not adding him to that must-have list without a caveat. You have to be a believer. But Andrew Luck, again, based on price, if that dude's healthy, he's a top five QB going outside the top 10, top 12, top 15. In a lot of leagues. Now, let me give you the busts.
I'm not a football expert.
Hey, wait a second. Let me give you the busts. And I'll start with the name that is missing from my must-have list. And it's Tom Brady. Brady's still going to have a good season. But you know what the problem is? You got to pay a lot to get him, especially here locally in Metro Detroit. A lot of Wolverine boners out there. If it's in an auction draft, Tom Brady always is too expensive for what he will deliver. Second of all, if you're in a round-by-round regular snake draft, he's going too early. I'd rather see you go get a skill player than get Tom Brady because you know my belief. At 41, no Edelman the first 4 weeks. Gronk is not reliable. Amendola's gone. I really think this is where the wheels start to come off a little bit. And hey, it's great. Brady could be a top 10 QB this year. And you go, that's awesome. But you're paying top 5 pricing. You're paying top 3 pricing. That's a bust to me. I'd let your Wolverine friend in your league take Tom Brady, save your money, and do something else with it. Bust number 2, it's Big Ben. Consistently the most overrated fantasy quarterback in fantasy football. Year in, year out, finishes outside the top 12, is not a primetime player. He's a big name, he's got good players, and I see him year in, year out. He goes too early in drafts, he goes too expensive in auctions. I want nothing to do with Ben Roethlisberger. Oh, by the way, can't play on the road. Bust number 3. Cam Newton. Sorry, guys. Look at his QBR. Look at his completion percentage. Look at his touchdown to INT percentage. He has proven to be far too inconsistent a passer, and his rushing totals are only going to continue to go down. I don't want Cam Newton because for all the weeks that he's Superman and helps you win, he's going to have weeks where he is garbage, and he's going to cost you a week. Don't want him. Too expensive. And I'll give you another bust. I'm going to say Kirk Cousins. Now, I love Captain Kirk. But real life, fantasy, two different things. Yep, he goes to Minnesota. It's a better situation in Washington. You know what the problem is? They got a great running game, and they got a great defense. The amount of times that Kirk Cousins will be throwing the football in the fourth quarter, a lot less than Washington, where he was slinging it, trying to get that team back in a game or keeping them in a game. I think opportunity is everything in fantasy, and I'm not sure Kirk's going to have enough of the opportunities to warrant where he's going. Here's some sleepers for you. These are guys that are going too low in the draft or going too cheap in the draft. Again, if you don't believe in Andrew Luck, fine. There's going to be people in your league who won't even have Luck on their draft board. There's going to be people in your league who would only pay a couple bucks. You have an advantage right off the top that a number of people in your league won't even be bidding or won't even consider drafting. I think you should capitalize on it. I'm a believer Luck's healthy. I'm a believer they're going to put up big numbers. I'm a believer that this kid is going to be unbelievable. Look at this. We got Sully interrupting a segment. Unbelievable, Mike. Absolutely rude. Roberto, get this man out of the studio. Get out of here. Sleeper 2, it's Drew Brees. I'm not going to continue to do it. He's undervalued. People are sleeping on him. I'm seeing certain fantasy sites having him 7, 8, 9. Balderdash. I think Drew Brees has a top 3 season this year. He's not going to go and have 23 touchdowns. I think it'll be closer to 30, and that's a big deal. And the last one, you want to know an example of a quarterback duo who you could get for 2 really late round draft picks or a couple of bucks in an auction league? Here's a pair of quarterbacks I'd put together and feel totally comfortable playing them based on matchups. And both guys, I think, finish top 15. Alex Smith and Tyrod Taylor. Apparently it's not Tyrod anymore, it's Tyrod. But Taylor and Smith go unnoticed. Alex Smith is a guy never thought of in these draft leagues, 12 team leagues, auctions. You see him go for a dollar. He changed teams now. I'm telling you right now, Alex Smith will be a top 12 QB. He's a playmaker. He's limited physically, but he gets everything he's got out of his ability. And you put Smith with Tyrod Taylor, a guy who's got loaded skill players in Cleveland. I know Baker Mayfield's looming, but those two QBs for a total of, let's say in an auction league, you get them for a total of $5. Instead of spending 25 or 30 on a big timer like Brady, you take that extra 25 bucks, you can go out and get Jarvis Landry. You go out and get an extra running back. You can go out and make sure you don't lose a guy you want to lose. It has added value. Be smart with the rotation of them, and you can get home and win a championship. And for the dynasty players out there, yes, if you're in those year-over-year leagues, rookie quarterbacks, don't worry, I didn't leave you out in the cold. I give you my top 5 rookie quarterbacks, my order, that I will take them in my fantasy draft. Baker Mayfield's number 1 with a bullet. Dual threat, he's got the swag, and he's with a team that has weapons. He's a boomer bust guy. My top 2 guys are boomer bust guys. But I think there's a chance one of them launches. And Baker Mayfield is number 1 for me. 2, it's Lamar Jackson. it's the same principle as Michael Vick when he was younger. The rushing stats are so valuable. It's how Dak Prescott has been a good fantasy quarterback. He's not a good real quarterback. Dak's had 6 rushing touchdowns each of the last 2 years. It saved his production. That's up to 36 points other quarterbacks like Drew Brees have no access to. Lamar Jackson, rushing totals alone could make him relevant. If he ever figures it out throwing the ball, he could be a top 5 fantasy force. Number 3, Sam Darnold, safest pick on the board. He's going to be a good quarterback. I don't know whether he'll be great. You won't get anything moving around with him. Rosen is 4. I don't love the situation he's in. Larry Fitzgerald can't play forever. And Rosen is built like paper mache. There's durability concerns. Number 5 is simple. A guy I'm not drafting, it's Josh Allen. I just can't. I didn't like him at Wyoming. I didn't understand the love for him at the top of his draft. It's a bad team. It's a bad supporting cast. He is extremely raw. He's not ready to play. And you know what? Maybe 5 years from now, maybe he's Ben Roethlisberger. Maybe I look like an idiot. But I'm willing to be wrong. I would not touch him in a dynasty league. I'd let somebody else take him. That is your quarterback preview. Tomorrow, we dive into running backs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.